Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Well, hello there at 11 o'clock on the East, and you know what time your period of time is. I'm Tom O'Neill. This is Tom on the Radio, and let's get this party started.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
And right on cue, I'm looking at Monday Night Raw, which is four or five stars tonight. Roman Reigns and Triple H are getting it on. How can I not come up with better timing, Steve?
I don't know, but I will tell you this, my friend. After last night's pothole lane, I mean fast lane, they needed something fast. And what better way to try to save the sinking ship? No.
And in Detroit, too.
Yeah, in Detroit is no, not to show Jim Harbaugh going nuts. No, no, it's not the announcement of the Godfather and his hoes being in the Hall of Fame. No, it's the sound of somebody bending over and kissing butt as the prodigal son returned. That's right. I am talking about Shane O'Mac, otherwise known as Shane McMahon, otherwise known as the man who once said the only way he would return to WWE is when hell freezes over. Let's now
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Steve, wait a minute. Didn't the Eagles say at one time we will play together again when hell freezes over?
That's right. And I do.
And they call their 1994 World Tour the Hell Freezes Over Tour.
You bet. You bet. And get this. I think we have the weather forecaster from Hell, Michigan. Yes. Yes. I do believe Lucifer is on. Yes. Hello. The wonderful costume here in Hell, Michigan, is a bright and beautiful 35 degrees. What Shane McMahon is doing back in the WWE, I've no idea. But there is some snow coming, so apparently if they would have delayed it two more days, it would really be colder in hell. Back to you, Tim. Thank you very much, Lucifer. I mean,
so you're getting this, you're starting to get the layout now of the upcoming WrestleMania, which is 49 nights away.
That's right.
You're seeing it. You're seeing. You saw at least two big matches set up tonight for WrestleMania. One is getting worked on right now, literally. And more to come.
Yes, indeed. And I will say, having Shane McMahon return may help them in the long run. Like I said, they needed something to happen on Raw that would clear up what tragedy we all saw yesterday.
Did they get it tonight.
Oh, they did. All apologies blessings amongst you, Vince McMahon. In Detroit, where literally the prodigal one from the Wolverines came, he saw, he boogied, and got down. You needed to bring back Shane McMahon. You did. However, how can I say this with eloquence except to say, hell,
look, this is Blog Talk Radio. Just spit it out.
Hell in a cell match with the Undertaker. excuse me while I do and say the following. Been there, done that, sold the movie rights to WWE Studios for about 9 cents. Who are they freaking kidding?
What, you're not impressed with Hell in a Cell?
Let's put it this way. Remember they had somewhat of a similar match between Shane McMahon and Kane?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean...
They pulled out the old scripts.
Yeah, and, well, speaking of old, let's put it this way. I think Shane McMahon's, what, mid-40s? And The Undertaker is, what, about 110?
That's in dead man years.
I mean, my God. The guy's got bad knees. I mean, just how much more punishment can he do?
Yeah, and I know Shane McMahon is not going to do a Mick Foley bump in Hell in a Cell. I know he's not going to do it.
Let's put it this way. I mean, his father. I mean, make it a tag team. Why don't you? The McMahons versus Kane and Undertaker. That would really bring in the audience. Of course, that audience is 99 years old.
Yeah, what makes you think that these are going to be changing over the next few weeks? I bet you they're listening to the temperature to see what kind of interest the WWE Universal would be having in all these matches. I am not that enamored with the Divas potential title match.
I'm just gonna say they got what 49 days. They got 49 days.
41
days to improve. What looks to me like the worst WrestleMania lineup.
No! No! Jerry would hate that.
Yeah, I mean, so far, what have you got? You got Roman Reigns going up against
Triple H.
Roman Reigns going up against Triple H.
Which we just saw going up.
You've got, yes. You've also got Lesnar going up against the infamous Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Shane McMahon taking on The Undertaker.
In the Legends match.
In a Hell in a Cell match. And then, of course, you got the Divas match. Which also just seems to be you pick them. I mean, so far right now, Vince and his gaggle of yes men have got to get more matches and have got to get that card boosted. Or, you know, last night's Fastlane? Think about that as WrestleMania.
Oh,
not good.
No, that can't be. I mean, what made Fastlane yesterday was the crowd in Cleveland, because the matches were kind of SmackDown variety, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I have a feeling WrestleMania will be nicknamed SmackDown Light. They got to do something fast, because the way that card is shaping, oh boy.
And there's no even mention. There's no even mention of potential matches for The Rock. Or is he just going to make an appearance?
Yeah, of course, he's going to have. I mean, they might as well just sign it. Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles. They might as well sign it. Sign it, boys. Sign it.
But yeah, but that would be number four.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be match number four. I mean, I thought, you know, last night was the rubber match. I mean, they did tag team today and won. But, you know, they're both alpha dogs.
That's right.
And, I you know, getting back to the Divas, I mean, yeah, you put Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch together. Guess who? I mean, yeah, there are so many, you know, times you can stand seeing Naomi and Tamina.
Indeed. And let's face it, right now, what the Divas need, and this, I don't know if any fans of the WWE will sort of tweet Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the Divas need someone like Medusa Michelli. That's right. They need Alundra Blaze, a.k.a. Medusa Michelli, as the head of the Divas. They need something to boost that.
I take it you're not that impressed with Ashley Flair, otherwise known as Charlotte.
A little bit, but I need to see more. I need to see just how much.
In what way, Steve? She's trying to mimic her father, but it's not.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's the problem. She's mimicking her father. She should try to, just do her own way. I mean, sure, she wants to respect the legacy of the father, but it's time that she makes her own moves, gets her own versions of a figure four leg lock, and go from there. Right now, it's a carbon copy.
I don't think that's coming until after WrestleMania. Oh, another thing that I saw tonight, the heel turn of Goldberg. Oh, I'm sorry, Ryback.
Ryback goes back to being bad, huh?
Yeah, and there was a reason why he started to look like Goldberg, because, you know, what says potentially we don't have an appearance by said Goldberg?
This is true. They're promising surprises. I wouldn't.
Because the Detroit crowd was yelling, Goldberg, Goldberg. I mean, the biggest pop of the night was Shane O'Mac.
Oy.
I mean, you thought Steve Austin was reincarnated.
That's right. Look what's happening.
I'm sure there were a lot of people in that crowd when they heard the first few bars of Shane O'Mac's music like that. Who's this? Never heard this before. And then he came out and the crowd went nuts.
Oh, boy. I mean, I as I said, Shane O'Mac was the key to at least, I mean, that on its own right is going to boost up the ratings.
Of Raw or the WrestleMania?
Of Raw. WrestleMania, that's another story. I'll give the devil his due, and I'll give McMahon Sr. a chance to boost up what is starting out to be a lackluster card. Get some more action in there. Remember, you're going into Jerry Jones's turf. You're going in his building.
With potentially the largest crowd to ever see.
That's right.
Anything in Jerry's World, the largest attendance ever for WrestleMania, the largest gate ever for any sporting event.
That's right. And also,
it was announced tonight that Snickers is the title sponsor for WrestleMania. So I think I'm going to have me a supply of Snickers.
I just wonder. Mark this down. I will say it on this show, on your show. I have a feeling. Now, Snickers is the title sponsor.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet they get the Queen of Snickers, Betty White, as one of the guests?
Those two words had to make an appearance on this show.
That's right. But I will tell you this. If Vince McMahon cannot boost up that WrestleMania card, I mean, Jerry Jones wants that dig. Wants that roof.
And we kept mentioning on this show and on your show that they do everything big in Texas. As a Texican yourself, you understand that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I mean, I will be surprised you got to have that audience screaming, saying, yes, 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 et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Got to capture that audience. No boos, no dead crowd. So, in essence, get big.
Go big or go home.
That's right. And I don't think Jerry Jones shelled out all that money just to hear, this sucks, TNA, TNA.
Goldberg.
He doesn't want to have audio sweetening of a crowd cheering. He wants to hear that crowd cheer so much, they're going to have to rebuild the roof.
And especially with the Super Bowl coming to rival city Houston next year.
This is true. This is true.
I mean, Houston and Dallas don't get along for any reason.
You imagine, I mean, wow. I will say this, that when WrestleMania goes to Houston, You know right now the mayor of Houston is looking at what's going on in Jerry's land.
And I'm sure Jerry is at home. I'm sure he's keeping up with what's going on with, the build up to WrestleMania. And he's saying to himself, I thought the Cowboys were bad.
Right now,
I tank the Cowboys to get WrestleMania, and this is the best you can do?
Best of all, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it this way. Jerry Jones, if WrestleMania succeeds and blows that roof off, they're going to be partying in Jerry's party bus.
Of which he has a fleet of them.
Oh, yeah, just ask the vice president of referees. Standing lap dance, especially from Jerry.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. I mean, they're trying. You got to give them. I mean, the show was a better setup than even the pay-per-view, but still, you're 41 days away from potentially one of the biggest sporting events ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best you can do tonight?
Yeah, I mean, granted, there were some good hits.
But there still was only one.
Indeed.
There was only one thing that nobody thought they would ever see.
Shane O'Man.
That's right. I mean, there's a little run-in with Triple H and Roman Reigns at the end of the show was, to me, was kind of like, let's try to do a boffo ending because the rest of the show sucked.
To me, it was like, hey, we had the cherry on top of the ice cream. Let's put a little of that salted caramel all over it, and instead of salted caramel, it came out with the Facebook emoji of poop.
Coach K didn't put out that Facebook emoji out there. They were trying to do stuff on the fly. They were trying to judge their ending upon the reaction of the crowd, and I mean, I think they, if this was the best they could do, they could have put what began Monday Night Raw at like the 10 o'clock hour or maybe at the end of the show.
To keep
the audience.
Yeah, but
Because it went from the plateau of Mount Everest all the way down to Death Valley within 2 hours.
Yes, indeed. It was like, okay, we've got our opening talent show. Instead of opening up with, let's say, Larry and his lovable pet poodles jumping over hoops, we get Tommy Barrasoni and his dancing polar bears.
You're saying about, this is about USA Network?
Yeah, I mean,
We gave up all those hairy dogs that guarantees us ratings, and all we see are hairy men that can't pull ratings out of.
I will say one thing though. Seeing Triple H get that with what he desires the most, and we're not talking his wife, but that world. I have a feeling that before WrestleMania, I think Stephanie is going to go from heel to face.
What? So that would mean, that'd be some kind of friction in the Triple H household. Unless, you know, this is just kayfabe.
Yes, definitely kayfabe. Away from kayfabe, it'll be a happy home. But kayfabe, I think maybe it's time for a Stephanie McMahon turn to the
She doesn't do a great heel.
No, I mean, she does
care what the audience thinks.
You got it.
I mean,
Don't let's just go back. Alondra Blaze didn't care. Because you know you're going to watch her, whether she's good or bad. A lot of us liked it when she was real bad.
That's right.
When dropping the world title championship belt in the trash can bad.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, it's hard for a woman to be complete heel.
This is true.
Unless she is like Awesome Kong.
Oh God! If they bring her back,
did I open a can of worms or did I open a can of whoop ass?
I think you may have just opened a can of whopper ass. That's right. I'm saying it. I'm saying it. Look for it in WrestleMania. Look for it at WrestleMania. The return of the Awesome One.
Ooh. Now that is a heel. That woman is a heel. She was great. So much reaction.
There isn't a good heel
in the Divas division. I mean, Charlotte's trying to play a heel, but it just doesn't work.
No, she's too good. They should have had her be a heel when she first arrived in the WWE.
You're right. They should have done the dirtiest player in the game when she came out the first time. I think she would be more believable.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
And you know, there's only but so much Rick can do as a heel now. You can't be interfering in women's matches.
This is true. And I will be glad. Well, let's put it this way. I mean, there's nothing you can do with Stephanie. I mean, wasn't it supposed to be at WrestleMania when she was going to go up against Ronda Rousey?
Last WrestleMania, yeah.
I wonder what happened to that story. Oh, yeah. Rousey got her ass kicked.
So if Ronda Rousey had came in, you talking about before she got beat or afterwards?
Yeah, because if you remember last WrestleMania, The Rock had Ronda Rousey in the ring.
Yes.
And they were saying, how about a match, Triple H and Stephanie against The Rock and Ronda Rousey for next
WrestleMania? I thought that was going to happen this year.
I thought so, too, but I think after Ronda Rousey lost her championship match and, let's face it, her smile, I think Vince McMahon took a look at this and said, let's cut our losses. This is not going to happen, and decided to scrub it.
So if Ronda Rousey had come in undefeated, there would be a match at WrestleMania.
There would have been a major media blitz for that match to happen, but somebody else got the title now, and Ronda's just doing Bud Light commercials.
And planning a date for her wedding, because it came out today that her fiancé finally got his divorce finalized so she can marry him.
Yay!
Yay! I don't think that would go too well with what the WWE was trying to do, because I bet you, you know, it's hard to sell Ronda Rousey as a badass when, you know, she's all sweetness and light anyway.
This is true.
And there is no one in the diva category, whether it be in the WWE or in NXT, that is the badass that you need to sell a potential match. Because, I mean, Well, I'm thinking of, you know, with Charlotte, is they're going to eventually do a turn with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks to the point that we have to do a match, and the man winner of that match gets Charlotte in WrestleMania.
That, I agree. I agree with you.
But the thing is, one or the other doesn't matter. They're both vertically challenged. They both have red hair. They both think they're better than they are. I mean, physical alone, Charlotte should whoop them. That's another problem that the Diva division has. I mean, Charlotte's like 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to think that this woman's going to lose her title, not only because of her physical, but, hey, push comes to shove, daddy can interfere. So, I think we're going to see some tweaking between now and WrestleMania. I mean, what they have now wouldn't sell a house show.
No, and again, Jerry wants big. He wants...
Yeah. I mean, humongous. And we said this earlier this year. Jerry doesn't want house shows. Jerry wants spectaculars.
He wants something... Well, let's put it this way. He wants El Grande. He doesn't want anything
yes.
that you have to take Viagra for. He wants the huge burrito, not some skinny smelt.
Oh, I see another. I see a heel turn with the Lucha Dragons.
It'll work.
I just don't, because they have the classic Midnight Rockers heel turn playbook. There's only one alpha in each tag team. You saw that tonight. With the big guy. He got tired of being something other than an alpha.
That's right.
So I've seen, but like, people are going to be interested in seeing two Lucha Dragons go against each other in WrestleMania.
Oh, yes.
But I think they're going to have to take, after the taping of SmackDown tomorrow in Indianapolis, I think they're going to have to take some serious thought to where this is going.
Agreed.
I think all the creative, all so-called creative minds in the WWE, you're going to have to, one, take a back and say, this ain't going to do it. This is not going to do it.
This is true.
And you mentioned it a little earlier, but we must congratulate the Godfather for being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and I wonder how many of his hoes are going in with them. See, that's one hotel room in Dallas that I would love to be in.
Or one big, very big party bus.
Yeah, and like we said, Jerry Jones got a fleet of them. Yeah, can you imagine that?
You know what would be shocking? The Godfather showed up with his hoes with his hoe train on Jerry Jones' party bus going to the arena with Jerry Jones.
Well, you know Jerry's going to be involved in some kind of angle. Man. Too bad the hair clipping angle is kind of on the out. But like I said, Jerry wants this WrestleMania to be remembered more than having the largest attendance in the stadium, having the largest live gate ever, the largest TV rating. He wants something that people will talk about.
He wants something that people will remember.
He wants that holy, it rhymes with Mick moment.
Yes.
He wants a show that reeks of awesomeness.
That's right. Instead of right now, a card.
Reeks of a tiny bowl.
Yes.
But we've done the most of the show, and I guess it's a good thing. It gives us something to talk about because, you know, there's really not that much going on in sports right now. But there are a couple of other topics I would like to even touch on before we adjourn for the week. I'm sure you saw the finish of the Daytona 500 yesterday, and I'm surprised you still are able to talk to me today because I've never – seen an auto race with that close of a finish.
I was just shocked when I saw the replay. Just barely half an eyelash.
Yeah. It was, I mean, but the topic of the sports talk today is how can NASCAR parlay that into something bigger? I mean, because that's a lot of people are talking about that finish. You're not going to get finishes like that every week. And it's too bad that the first race of the season, best race of the season, is the Super Bowl of NASCAR, and it goes down from there.
Well, I have a feeling next week, the next race, they're going to try to top it.
They're going to have a long ways to go to the top, unless Danica wins.
This is true, but I got to see what the critics have to say about that broadcast. Jeff Gordon, well, he was a little nervous, but he lit it up good in his first year as a Fox broadcaster. But the whole race itself, wow. You talk about holy wit.
Or holy smit.
Yeah.
And, by the way, there were a few of those expletives on the Raw show tonight, and apparently the censors or the audio sweetening guy or maybe both didn't bother to make an attempt to clean that up because you could hear it.
When Shane McMahon came out, I was like,
They did the holy smit, and then they did this is awesome. I mean, for a sports entertainer to hear those two chants right behind each other, it doesn't get better than that.
Indeed. My hat goes off to the devil himself, Vince McMahon, but the rest of the show, eh.
Yeah, it's just your garden variety a house show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to pace the show a little better, even if it means starting slow and teasing the hell out of what you want to really put on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something to fill 3 hours.
Yeah, there was nothing really creative about the Raw tonight, except it was in Detroit. And it was just great seeing a lot of the backstage stuff, Joe Louis Arena, because there was a time in my life where I actually walked those same corridors. It was a nice start seeing, you know, Detroit, and it's such a pivotal place. One other thing, and we'll be going after this. Am I seeing things, or are they really pushing Brian Sexton?
I think they're pushing Brian Sexton to the point where Michael Colbert watches back.
Yeah, because the reason why I asked that is because, you know, it was the gimmick of Brian Sexton was it doesn't matter what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, you know, the new voice of SmackDown was out last week because of a flu. Now, he did go to the arena, but the doctors told him to go home.
Mm-hmm.
They put Michael Cole in, but as like the third announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Sexton was doing a lot of the call for last week's SmackDown. So, you notice they pushed out a lot of the old, namely Booker T and Jerry the King.
And if you remember the last time that Raw and SmackDown had the quote-unquote draft, and Jim Ross went from Raw to SmackDown to unemployment.
Hmm.
Well, no longer unemployment because now he's doing professional boxing matches for CBS Sports Network, and his podcasts are great. I just wonder if the same fate lies for Michael Cole.
Hmm. Well, as long as he keeps doing pay-per-view, he'll be all right.
That's true.
But it's not Brian Sexton I would have to worry about if I was Michael Cole. It's this new guy that has gotten all kinds of rave reviews for SmackDown.
That's true.
Yeah, because there's only one person in the WWE that cannot be fired, and that's Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Of course.
Now, he can be pushed to the side, but he still pushes the button.
That's right. And if I were Michael Cole, I would seriously think about updating your resume.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, we'll see what happens. One thing I've learned from you, and we got to go after this, when a pay-per-view has more than one announce table, somebody's going through them.
Yes.
So there might be about five announce tables for WrestleMania this time, so there'll be lots of table action, as we like to call it. And with that, it's time to bid adieu. It's been a very interesting 45 minutes with you. And I will be back here next Monday night, and you will too. Same bat time, same bat channel. And also I'll be with you, God willing, Friday night for the Last Call Cafe with Lugnut 6, 11:30 p.m. on the same Blog Talk airwaves. Have a great remainder of your week. I'll talk with you Friday.
You got it.
All right. I'm Tom O'Neill, and I'll talk with you next Monday.